Little lion, Nick Doe, near the lining of a patio. All the men would holler when she hit a high, high note. She was playing dumb, but we both know she was half a broken heart out the gate before the shot. Bet a little bit lost a lot along the way. And her memories would gather and rain from the corners of her tossed away his big grand plan for the promise of nothing but the spirits of his kind in the booze and in the wine, flying loose and losing time with just a mockery of a truth. If you ever had a broken heart, lying with it in the long, long dark, with her it was the same. In the letters that she wrote, every line and every note, what she spat and what she spoke told the tale.
Rebecca Waldover with Anecdote, and we're going to talk to Rebecca in just a second. Before that, you heard Maura Rogers and the Bellows with The Chance, The Chestertons Waiting for the End, and Whiskey Hollow with Seasons kicking off that set. And Rebecca, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks, Jason.
I'm glad you found us.
Yeah, it was a little tricky, but... You helped me. You helped me through the myriad of parking lots.
You know what's so funny is that every time we have this is your first time to WJCU, correct?
Yes.
So every time we have somebody new come down, it's always an adventure. And I'm finding that there's always new roads and new paths that I never even knew existed around the station. So there we go.
Nice. Well, you said the man in the hut. And so I expected like this little, like the old Kodak like picture huts.
That's right.
They're outside a drug mart, but it was like almost the size of like our house.
And I don't think he was actually in there though. Was
Nobody
he?
Was in there.
I lied about the man in the hut. That was so rude of me. I apologize.
It's all good.
I forgot. Yeah, there's classes are out now, so it's there's nobody here, so there's no man needed in the hut.
Gotcha.
So you're playing a show this weekend. Why don't you tell us about that first? What's going on with that?
Sure, sure. So there's a little boy in our community. His name is Dutch Cole, and he's battling a really rare lymphoma. It's actually only the third case that the Cleveland Clinic has seen. And he's 2.5 and just a great kid. He's 1 of 5. And his family lives on a farm in Chardon, and we're just trying to help their family out. So this Sunday at the Beachland Ballroom, doors are going to open at 4:30. Music starts at 5:30, and then we're going to go till 9:30. It's going to be myself, Rebecca Wolliver and the Hopewell, and the Tom Catleys and Maddie Finn and the Whiskey Hollow. There's also going to be Magic by David Gilligan Garza. He's going to be coming around and doing up-close magic. I think there's going to be some acrobats performing between sets, and lots of raffles and things like that. So it should be really fun, and it's family-friendly. So come on out.
The one thing about Gilligan, when you're around him, just make sure you know where your purse or your wallet is, because he is a magician and he's very good with hiding things, and you want to make sure you keep your eye on those. But that sounds like a great lineup. Now, what's your band lineup going to be for that night?
Right now, it's looking like myself and then Robert Schneider on percussion, my sister Rachel on harmony vocals, and then the possibility of bass player. So we're still working on that.
That's great. That's really great. Well, good stuff. You're going to play a song for us here in a little bit. I do have some questions for you from our friend Carrie from Bedford. We're going to get to those in a little bit, too.
Okay.
But I have to tell you, how I got to know you was actually through Ed Bridge.
Yeah. That's great.
He loves your music. He called me one day. He's like, "Have you heard of this Rebecca Wolliver?" That's my Ed impression.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you. I practice. And I said no. And then he gave me, you know, she told me all this music of yours. And the thing that struck me about your music, and in fact, it kind of came to fruition today when you messaged me, is how in sync it is with nature and with. It seems to be a definite theme of yours. And it was funny because you were messaging me earlier today, actually, from Shaker Lake. So if you could just talk a little bit about that, kind of how that whole thing, you know, affects your writing.
Yeah. Oh, it totally does. I mean, I would attribute that really to my dad for taking me fishing so many mornings growing up as a kid, and for making us play outside, you know, except for mealtime, pretty much, when we were little.
Right.
But that was a good thing, it turned out. So this morning, I used to work at the Nature Lakes Nature Center. I was a naturalist there. And this woman, Julie West, she does bird banding there. And so my son, Finn, who's 9, he's like a budding naturalist, pun intended. And so I was like, I got to take him to this bird banding. And they only do it like, you know, wee hours of the morning. And school was finally out, and this is the last day she was doing it. So we got our butts out of bed, and we were on the road at like 6:30. And we bird banded, which is essentially catching birds in these very fine nets. They're so fine that if you run your hand over them, you can't even really feel them.
Wow.
So the birds don't get hurt or anything. They just kind of get stuck, and you walk around and release the birds, and then Julie basically, she weighs them, and she'll blow on like their belly feathers, and they'll separate, and you can see if they have fat or not. And then you can see if they have what's called a brooding patch. So that means if they do, that they're incubating eggs somewhere at that point. And just record the data of the bird and then put a little band around its leg. And that helps other scientists or naturalists that catch the birds somewhere else record the migration patterns of the birds.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So we got to see today, the coolest things we saw were a wood thrush and a morning warbler.
Those are kinds of birds?
Yes.
Okay. I'm catching up. I'm trying to figure this out. By the way, what is a naturalist for those of us who don't know?
Oh, just somebody who studies nature. I mean, you could be a naturalist, but no, there's not like an exact degree per se. Like, I worked as a naturalist, but my degree was in like Bachelor of Arts. But then like my brother went to school down in Hocking Hills like to be a naturalist, and he blows me away. Like, he's amazing. So yeah, it's someone who studies nature and teaches others about nature.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Well,
pretty cool.
Without further ado, and we are going to get to Carrie in Bedford, his questions coming up after you play, so be prepared.
Gotcha.
They're tough.
All right.
They're tough.
All right. I'm nervous.
You want to play a tune for us now?
I do. I do. And this is definitely inspired not only by nature, but just by Ohio. So I love Ohio. I just think it's beautiful. And driving around out in the country where we live, out near Chardon, there's just a lot of beautiful properties. And this one property down the road, about a mile down, just always struck me because there was a little old couple that was working in their gardens that were very near the side of the road, an old farmhouse. And, you know, I'd probably pass their house several times a week. And I never stopped to say hi. In hindsight, I probably should and let them know how much I really enjoyed seeing them out there working. But one day, I just started noticing that they weren't out, and things became overgrown, and then the house started to look like it was kind of not being taken care of, and just slowly began to realize that I might have done a little stalking to figure this out. I did, but that they were no longer there, and at least one, if not both, had passed. And so it was just kind of, that property was just kind of amazing. I liked to imagine what happened there and them raising a family and the memories there and just the energy there. So this song was born out of that, and it's called Adeline.
Rebecca Walliver on Neo Rocks.
Give me water, give me wine, give me wide open earth and sky. Lay my bones underneath the howling pines, next to a woman named Adeline. Adeline's got a furrowed brow, softens in the evening when we lie down, and no one knows the thoughts that cross our minds. Those belong to me and my Adeline. Adeline, Adeline, leave your wallet but bring your dimes. You pick the tunes and we'll feel fine, rolling through the daisies in the warm sunshine. Big old house on a big old hill, big old blackbird on the windowsill, whispering, come hither, can't you see my feathers shine? Sweet grass loose around our knees, Holy Ghost on the evening breeze. Well, don't you go leaving us, darling, before your time. Stay with me in the dahlias, Adeline. Adeline, Adeline, cross your fingers and dot your eyes. 4 and 20 baked in a pie, 2 dozen blackbirds gonna take me to the sky. Mess your hair up under the covers. The morning sun is shining through the window. We're all dying. Adeline, Adeline, they're gonna bury us beneath the pines. Some stranger will sing a line about me, my Adeline.
Rebecca Walliver here on Neo Rocks. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
I love that guitar too, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. You and I are going to talk guitars off the air.
Okay.
I need a new one, so I need your opinion.
Oh, all right. All right.
Rebecca is in with us talking about show going on this Sunday. Doors are going to be at 4:30, correct?
Yes, doors at 4:30.
Benefit for Dutch Coal at the Beachland Tavern. Doors are at 4:30.
It's actually at the ballroom.
Oh, it's in the ballroom.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's actually at the ballroom, yeah.
I misread that.
It's all good.
Rebecca and the Hopewell, the Tom Catleys, and Maddie Finn and the Whiskey Hollow. Will Maddie have her whole band there?
You know, I'm pretty sure, yes. Okay. Yeah, I think so. It's sounding like that anyway. I think they're coming straight from recording.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, well, I've been reading my text messages correctly. Group text messages, those are always really fun
to
follow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The worst is the Facebook group message, right?
Oh, like, it's
that's
terrible.
That's the absolute worst.
It's terrible.
I cringe every time I see one. I'm like, oh, don't add me to that, please. Well, speaking of recordings, you have, correct me if I'm wrong, you have two albums out, All the Sycamores and Star Money, correct?
Yes, that's right.
So when's the next one coming out?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, gosh, I don't know. Yeah, that's been asked before. You know, it's funny. It's like, you know, I'm a mom. I've got three kids. One, I just graduated. And I don't know. It's like some days I'm like, what am I doing? Am I a mom? Am I, you know, a musician? Am I a naturalist? Am I a yoga teacher? Like, I don't, you know, it's just trying to balance it all and make room for it when it feels right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You don't want to force it, right? I mean, it's got to be.
No. I think the songs really come when they come.
Yeah.
You know, and they kind of come all at once. Most musicians that I know, it's like there's just kind of spells where it's not there, and then there's spells where all you do is just write, write, write.
Interesting. Well, and I was reading, too, that the first album that you ever recorded, released, All the Sycamores, you were actually pregnant with your third child when you recorded that.
Yeah.
So really, timing is, you know, whatever, right?
I mean, I know. It is, yeah, for sure. I kind of felt like I better get this done before she's here because, like, it's going to get crazy with three kids. And it did, you
it
know?
Did.
But then I was able to do it, you know. They went to school. I used to homeschool, and they all went to school. And I was like, well, I'm going to record an album then if everybody's going to school.
It's perfect. Well, I'll be sure to keep everybody updated on this because hoping for an answer sometime soon. Because the music is so good. And here at JCU, we have some awesome listeners. Some of them call while I'm doing an interview. Sorry, caller. You can call in like 20 minutes, 216-397-4438. But we did have our friend Carrie call in, and he had two questions he wanted to know from you. One, what's your favorite band? And two, who has influenced you the most?
Yeah. So I don't think I have a favorite band, but what I've been listening to the most lately is Ray LaMontagne. I don't know. I just kind of got on this kick with him. But I've always listened to a lot of Gillian Welch and Patti Griffin and David Rawlings. But my first, probably like my biggest influence, what got me into wanting to write, it would have been Joni Mitchell. I just kind of heard her stuff, and I was probably 18, 19, and I just love that she could find something so hearty in the simple stuff. And her lyrics were just, they were like nothing I'd ever heard. I was growing up in like the 90s. It's like a bad time for lyrics. And, you know, 80s and 90s. And then I was like, oh, my God, what's this like amazing poetry music? And like, where did that go? So that kind of, I think, influenced me to write and to play and. Yeah, it was her.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, of course, we're talking about your show coming up this Sunday at 4:30 in the Beachland Ballroom. It's going to be a great time, and I want to hear another song from you if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Which one are you thinking about doing?
I was thinking about doing Catapult.
Let's make it happen.
All right.
Any story behind this one?
Yeah, this is kind of like if I had kind of like a lullaby for all three of my kids, or maybe kind of to myself, maybe to everybody. It's like it's a song. It's a hopeful song to me. When I sing it, I feel both, you know, I feel very like my life is kind of finite in ways. Like, you know, I'm not going to live forever. And at the same time, I don't know, it gives me some peace, some hope for, I don't know, maybe for after I'm not here anymore, if it comes to that. But it's Catapult.
Here's Rebecca on Neo Rocks.
Just a baby in my arms, just a twinkle in my eye, just a thought I had made as the wind was blowing by. I thought of you.
dreams, and everybody dies, and everybody leans on the same dreams underneath the same sky. So do you. All in all, I guess we do our best to really know. And in the end, we're just our baby's memories and a hollow box of bones in the ground. And all the qualms and conversations running through our heads have gone away. They all fell down, left a circle of their fallen petals on the gold September ground. And everybody's reeling, at least a little, neath their grins. And everybody runs to beat the others to the end, but no one. That's okay. I hold your hand and we can both walk in, or we can both walk away. And I believe in a world where our hearts defeat our minds, and all of us we love enough to catapult our demons to the sky. On the wings of angels, they forget their evil ways and fall like snow. All these hopes and revelations wrap my world in warm vibrations, and I sing, oh you know, and I sing, 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 sing. Hold me now, hold me now, forgive what I have done. The chicory, the ragweed, and the mercy now must come. And I don't want my heart to be a season that will flee. Everything behind me now is behind me now, and suddenly I'm free. To catapult our demons to the sky.
I have to clap. That was wonderful. Oh, that was really awesome. Jason. Catapult here by Rebecca Wolliver. And once again, we're talking about the benefit show. Why don't you tell people once again what's happening this Sunday at the beach then?
Yeah, so we're having a benefit concert for a little boy from Geauga County. His name is Dutch or Dutchy Cole, and he's a little 2.5-year-old farmer boy. And another reason this story hits close to home for me is that Dutch was diagnosed with lymphoma at the same age that my son Noah was diagnosed with leukemia. So, you know, this just holds a really special place in my heart. I hope a lot of people come out and support this concert, support Dutch through this concert. Like I said before, it's going to be myself and my band, along with the Tom Catleys and Maddie Finn and the Whiskey Hollow. It's $20 to get in, $10 for kids. I think 3 and under is free. You know, it's going to be family friendly. There's going to be raffles. It's going to be, you know, auction type stuff, magic and acrobat stuff, and it'll be really fun. So if you know, community can come out and show that that community can be bigger than cancer, that'd be really awesome.
Well, it's a terrific, terrific cause, and I can't state this enough. If you are around Gilligan, really watch your purse. He's a terrific magician. I'm just saying, you know, you can't trust magicians.
He's
right?
Kill you.
I know. I've said this before in front of him, and he looked at me like, "What are you doing?"
And he's so awesome. He's also donating an hour of up close magic as one of the auction items.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, again, this Sunday at the Beachland Ballroom, 4:30 p.m., the benefit for Dutch, and it's Rebecca and the Hopewell, the Tomcatleys, Maddie Finn, and the Whiskey Hollow. Where can people find out more about you?
You can find me at RebeccaWolliver.com. I also have a Pandora station, Rebecca Wolliver and the Hopewell. We're on iTunes. You can find me on Facebook. I guess that's everywhere.
And how do you spell your last name?
W-O-H-L-E-V as in Victor, E-R. I adopted that little saying from my mom. I would hear her saying it on the phone growing up as a kid, and I would roll my eyes. And sure enough, if you don't say V as in Victor, everyone's like, Z? B? So yeah, V as in Victor.
I was going to say, I'm sure this is not the first time you've spelled out your last name.
No, I don't usually use like the whole, what is that code thing called? Like
Alpha, yeah, yeah,
Beta,
yeah.
Charlie,
right.
Whatever that. Yeah, I don't use that for all the letters, but I probably should.
I think you did really well with it, though.
Okay.
I would understand. If I was on the phone with you right now, I would totally get it.
Yeah,
if
cool.
I was listening to you on the radio, I would totally get it. Rebecca, thank you again so much for hanging out here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Jason. I appreciate it.
And we're going to play my favorite tune now because I'm selfish like that. This is Chicory by Rebecca Wolliver on Neo Rocks.
Wind came in and she brought the fall. Winter will come after it all, like she always does, like she always does. The chill in the air brought the leaves on down, covering the cracks in the roads of this town, like they always do. Like they always do. But I had my eyes on the chicory. She was holding on to summer like you're hanging on to me. No one knows like the chicory that one day Ohio's gonna roll up her sleeves and take back the blue. Toss it up into the trees where you can't reach, where you can't reach. Ohio, 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 I know you're coming for him soon. But now you're gone.